got some confidence and a lot of kicks in. You made some kicks in a row, but you start to want to continue the streak. And every field goal opportunity that I get, you know, I really want to kick it. You know, I want to, you know, help my team win.
You've been on good runs all the way through your history, obviously, your rules of war and all the rest of it. Are you superstitious at all? Because you talk about parallels to golf, parallels to other things, and now it's on a good run. I mean, do you, like, wear the same aftershave? Do you have the same, like, song? You know what I mean? I mean, are there rituals that are – are you superstitious about that stuff?
No, I don't. The one thing is I don't like to look at statistics until the end. So I'm just thinking about the next kick and whatever it may be, the streak may be. I'm just want to continue at making the next one. And at the end, if it's 14, if it's 30, or zero, you know, still the next kick. So it's that's how I approach everything.
What's the longest you've ever prep? College, high school, dude, 40?
It was 26 I had in college, and I think that's the second longest streak in NCAA history.
Right.
So I was trying to break the record at 30, but I got a kick blocked, so that snapped the streak.
Did you make 10 more after that one then, probably, or something?
I did, yeah. Had some hiccups in between, but then I got to a streak of, I think, 10 or 12 late in the year.
Talk about the comfortability of being an NFL kicker. You know, to get to a point where, you know, it's kind of taken a while to get in the groove, and now just the comfortability of going out and doing a routine.
Yeah, it's you want to get in the rhythm. And I've kicked for a lot of years now, but, you know, I feel like, you know, going from college to the NFL, there's a big difference in the speed of the game. So that's something that it kind of caught me in the beginning. So once I was able to slow myself down and just kind of relax more, And just trust, you know. And me, Thomas Gaffin and Dustin Coker, we work together every day. You know, trust their snapping holes. So just gotta go out there, trust it's gonna be there, and just hit my ball, and then and just relax.
Is that just the thing, not overthinking it, just having the trust in it?
Yeah, just relaxing. You know, like you mentioned the quarterbacks, and I think of Aaron Rodgers, how in the beginning that they kind of struggled too, and remember he just you know, just want to continue to say, relax. And then once you start saying that, you know, they got in the role. So that's kind of how I've been approaching too. Just slow everything down, relax, and trust the process.
This team stayed confident with you even early in the season. Was there something somebody said or somebody did that kind of kept you going and knew that you could do this?
They've always been saying stuff. I know, but after those misses, you know, Coach Reed, Coach Tobe, Dustin and Thomas, they weren't really worried. They said, you know, just relax, and that's where I got the whole thing, relaxing, trusting. You know, that's what I kept hearing from them, and just realizing that you belong. You know, you don't go out there with doubts that, you know, am I an NFL kicker or not. You know, just you belong here, so just kick like you normally do. I was kicking really, really well in preseason, training camp and all that. So just had to continue that. And we're glad that it's been going that way.